Hey everyone, it's Lee from the Story Pirates, and we have a great show for you today that features the circus, a heist, a sinister board game, and underwater mail. All that and more coming up after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met, and as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Gasp! That must be the mail carrier! The mail's here! I'll get it!
We get mail down here? At the bottom of the ocean? Then where's all my fan mail?
Thanks, mail carrier. Ooh, 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 it's here. It's finally here.
Lee, how is that package you just received bone dry? Wouldn't it be wet from all the water outside? In the ocean?
I can't believe it. It's finally here. I'm so excited. I'm gonna open it.
I mean, what did you put as a delivery address? Ship at the bottom of the ocean?
And does the mail carrier come underwater every day?
Lee, we have a lot of questions about the mail.
Shh! Everyone, never mind how it got here. Just look, it's finally here!
Lee, what is it?
It's a brand new board game. But not just any board game, the most intense, most electrifying, most exciting board game of all time.
Ooh.
It's exciting because it has lots of rules and it's complicated. But it's fun because it'll make me happy to play it.
Yeah!
So should we play it right now?
I guess.
You're gonna make us play it.
Everyone's equally excited about my game!
That's a good line.
Work hard and
never give
up on your story.
You've ever seen a cat video, you know what I'm talking about.
And that inspires me that jokes are very funny.
Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy
and songs.
Hey, everyone. I'm taking all the game pieces out of the box, but I can't find the instructions. Has anyone found the instructions?
Oof, they're right here. Here, let me just unfurl the instructions. Whoa, Lee, this game really does look complicated.
Again, that is why it's fun. Rules are fun.
I feel like we've already done a complicated game. Everyone remember shipball? Why can't we all just go play shipball instead? I just figured out the rules.
Yeah, yeah, I think that sounds good.
No, no, no. Shipball is a confusing game for your body. This is a confusing game for your mind.
Oh, I see.
It is decided. We shall play my long, confusing game. But while we're getting the game set up,
how about we do a story?
Yeah!
Okay, listeners, this first story is about going to the circus, but also sort of about not going to the circus. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Corinne. I'm 8 years old. I live in Ohio, and this is my story, Funny Animals.
Betsy, it's not safe to cry and eat at the same time.
Dad, I'm not crying.
But you do seem down.
I'm just really sad.
I already apologized about Elsa Betafish. I didn't know the tank needed distilled water.
No, I'm sad because I miss clowns and acrobatic dogs and unhealthy food.
We just saw your grandparents last week.
No, Mom. I'm sad because I miss the thrills of suspense and the big tent and the ringmaster.
You miss regional professional wrestling?
No. I'm sad because I miss the circus.
Oh, the circus.
That's why you're sad.
And also Elsa Betafish.
I didn't know.
But mostly I miss the circus.
Well, guess what? Your dad and I already planned to go next week.
Now that you say it, I'm really starting to miss the circus too. We should leave now.
Can I come?
We're already in the car. Let's go.
Dad, how much longer?
We're getting close now.
I feel like we've been driving since before the circus was invented.
It does feel like we've been in the car since 1768 when the equestrian Philip Astley began performing trick horse riding exhibitions in an open field.
Or at least since 1770 when he began hiring magicians, acrobats, and jugglers.
Okay, I'm glad we all enjoyed the podcast, The Origins of the Circus, but we are at the circus now.
Oh, I'm so happy. I miss the circus so much. Oh, come on, Dad. Let's skip to the door.
Here we are.
We parked very close to the door.
Huh. The door to the circus tent isn't working.
It seems a little stuck. Let me try.
If it opens, I definitely loosened it.
I think it's locked.
Mom, Dad, don't be alarmed, but there's a clown standing right behind you.
Well, who diddly do? Are you having problems with the door?
No, we're just having some problems with the door.
We are having problems with the door, too. It's so inconvenient.
Oh, now the door is covered in whipped cream.
Mom, what's going on?
Let me ask this person swinging on this, very long swing. Excuse me, do you work here?
Yes, I am an acrobat.
We're trying to get into the circus.
Talk to the man at the door.
Oh, okay. Excuse me, sir, with the old-timey megaphone.
Come one, come all, and welcome to the circus parking lot. Today you will see all sorts of performers, just not inside the tent. Because today, if you'll read the sign on the door, the circus is closed. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Closed? Why is it closed?
For questions like that, see the magician.
Ah, hello, I'm the magician. What is it you need to ask? What is it you need to know? Rabbit in the hat and an ace of diamonds. Ha ha, smoke bomb.
That was really unhelpful, but amazing.
This is so upsetting. I just want to go to the circus.
Little child, I am the strongest man in the world, but I see that not even I could lift your spirits.
We're all upset, Betsy, but I don't think there's anything we can do.
Hello, it is I, the great Zambrano. I know what you're thinking, and yes, I am a psychic.
Did someone just turn on a fog machine?
I'm looking deep into my crystal ball, and I see something very interesting.
What is it?
Because the circus is closed.
Yes?
You need to find...
Yes?
Something else to do.
Aww.
That will be $50.
Mom, we need to find something else to do.
Where's your father?
He's over there, surrounded by some dancing chihuahuas.
Boy, this is cute.
Well, I guess we're not going to the circus today. So what should we do?
And what about us clowns? What do we do? Keep telling jokes and doing pratfalls for no one? Whoop!
That'll be $50.
We will think of something else to do. And when I say we, I mean my family.
I swallow swords and the fire. What am I going to do? I'm not allowed to do that in public.
Yeah, what about me, the concessioner?
Is that a word?
Oh, yeah, it's a word for what I do. I make circus food. Specifically, I fry bread dough and then put powdered sugar on it. Where else can I do that?
Many kitchens?
I also guess people's weight.
No, thank you.
Okay, well, that'll be $50.
Hey, I know what we can do. I just remembered there's a pet show today.
I love pet shows. Let's go.
Can I come too?
On our family outing?
Why not? Seeing a pet show would be a unique experience and unlike anything I've ever seen.
Come with us. Mom, can the ringmaster come too?
You know, I love pet shows too. There's nothing quite as magical as a child showing off their pets.
Do you think there will be any clownfish?
Probably.
I'm coming too!
Dad, can all the circus people come with us?
I really don't want that responsibility.
But Dad, Elsa Betafish.
Fine. Everyone in the clown car.
All right.
Please put away all swords and fires. Come on in, clowns. Acrobats. Let's go, monkeys. Jugglers. Contortionists.
I have to unfold myself.
Guy with the beard made of bees.
Nobody bump the queen.
Unicycle grandma. Erica from accounting.
Okay, does everyone have their W9s?
Horse trainer.
Oh, Nelly.
Lion trainer.
Whoa, Leo.
Megan trainer?
I'm Megan trainer.
There's space next to the guy with the bed of nails.
Ouch.
Okay, we all good?
Honey, why didn't we take our car?
Oh, you know, ventriloquists tend to get car sick.
I heard that.
And you're not wrong.
Quiet, you.
Probably bad timing, but I could really use the loo.
I'll pretend like I didn't hear that. Let's go!
Welcome to the pet show. There are all different kinds of pets here. Some can do tricks, but all of them are funny.
Hey, that sounds like a 20th century circus.
Don't make me laugh. I have bees.
This place looks great.
How many people are in your party?
197.
And how many parking passes?
One.
Well, come on in. The pet show is about to begin.
We
even parked super close.
How convenient.
Betsy, I'm sorry we didn't get to go to the circus, but I think this will be a great show.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. And today I realized something, that the real circus is always all around us.
Dad, can I have $40 for a fruit punch and a commemorative pet show cup?
No, and I'm not your dad.
Aw, man.
The end!
What a great story.
Wow,
that was great.
Okay. I think we're all set up and ready to play.
So how does the game start?
Okay, so we've got the board and the pieces and a bunch of mysterious packages and this timer. Looks like I just set the timer, and then every time it dings, someone draws a card. And then the card will tell you what to do. All right, here we go. Winding the timer and...
Oh, I'll go first. Okay, drawing a card and...
What does your card say, Peter?
It says, to continue playing, you must complete a pop quiz. Open mystery package number one. Oh man, I hate quizzes.
Okay, great, I'll open the package. Oh, Peter, here's your quiz inside. One pop quiz for you. Oh, look, it came with a little pencil and everything. All right, so Peter, just fill that out.
Oh boy, is it hot in here or is it just quiz? I'm nervous.
Who's next?
Oh, I'll go.
Oh, yes.
What is it, Nimini? What's your card say?
Well, it says move ahead 5 spaces, then move back 23 spaces since your birthday is 523.
Yeah, what a funny game. Making a wild guess about your birthday.
But 523 is my birthday.
Wait, it actually has your birthday written down? Your card actually says 523?
Yes, Lee, you must have filled out this card ahead of time, right? Otherwise, how would it know that my birthday is 523?
I don't know. I never touched it.
This is getting kind of weird. Maybe we should stop playing.
No, come on. We're just getting started. Who's next?
I guess I'll go.
Yeah, Eric.
This card just says that blue shirt looks terrible on you.
Eric, how does the game know you're wearing a blue shirt?
I have no idea. Also, that wasn't even a game move. That was just insulting.
I'm sure it's just a trick, right?
All right, Megan, if you're so sure it's a trick, why don't you draw the next card?
I don't want to draw the next card. I think Rachel should draw the next card.
Wait, why should I have to draw the next card?
Rachel,
Megan should actually draw the next card because she's the one who wants to draw the next card, and it's not going to be me.
Okay, fine. I'll go. Okay. My card says to take my favorite pen and draw a picture of an owl. Oh. Well, yeah, that's easy. Okay. Let me just grab my favorite feather-tipped quill pen and... Huh, that's funny. I could have sworn I left my favorite pen right here. Has anybody seen my pen?
Nope, not me.
Okay, well, I always leave my favorite pen in my favorite pen cup, so if it's not here, then it must have been stolen. And if it was stolen, there's only one possible way it could have been stolen. By the game!
Okay, now I am seriously freaking out.
Okay, everyone just calm down. There's no way a board game could steal a pen. Look, why don't you just use Peter's little pencil after he's done taking his quiz? Peter, buddy, how's that quiz coming along?
Don't rush me. These questions are hard and this pencil is too small.
Okay, let's just table the pen thing for now and move on.
Rachel, it's your turn.
Oh, boy.
Well, here goes nothing. Oh, okay. Well, this one is actually easy and normal. My card just says, time to name that tune. Open mysterious package number 3.
Oh. A normal game thing. Okay, I'll open the package.
Wait, Lee, why do you always get to open all the packages?
Because you're supposed to designate a package opener. That's one of the rules.
Ugh, whatever. Okay, the card says to listen to the tape in the package and say what the song is.
Oh, look, there's a little cassette player and some headphones. Retro. Here you go, Rachel.
All right, that sounds pretty doable. Just gonna put on these headphones and pushing play.
Hello, hello, how's it going? Hey.
What is this?
I'm saying hi to you.
Okay, this melody is all over the place.
I'm saying hi to Rachel specifically from Story Pirates. Yeah.
What is happening?
Yeah. Rachel is great, she's super great. Rachel is great, she's really,
yeah,
really
okay,
great.
I do like this song,
Rachel's
though.
Great.
I like
she's
what it says.
She's super great, but she's not as great as Lee.
Ah, no, get these away from
Rachel,
me!
Rachel, what is it? Why did you rip off your headphones? What did you hear?
The song. It spoke to me.
Ah, do you mean like emotionally? Using the power of metaphors and language?
No, I mean like it spoke to me by name.
What? Let me listen to that.
How's it going? Hey. I'm saying hi to you.
Rachel, this just sounds like a regular song to
Come
me.
Come on, seriously?
Okay, all right, fine. We don't have to play anymore. Nobody seems to be having fun playing it anyway. I'll just call the company I ordered the game from and I'll get my money back.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Huh, that's weird. The phone number printed on the side of the box is disconnected.
What? Well, that doesn't make any sense.
I know, but no worries. I'll just log on to their website and send them an email. Looks like their website's gone too.
Lee, quit messing around.
No, I'm serious. Look.
Okay, ha ha. Very funny, Lee. You got us. Really funny prank to make this fake board game that would freak us all out and then pretend like you can't even return the game even if you wanted to.
Rachel, this isn't a joke. It's like
the company that created this board game never even existed in the first place.
Exactly. Everybody, now is the time to freak out.
Shh, can you guys keep it down? I'm trying to finish my quiz.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi. Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
of... It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
Okay, everybody, stay calm. Everybody, stay calm!
Hey, Lee? Kind of feels like you're the least calm one here.
No, you're the least calm one here! Okay, I'm sorry, I'm calm, I'm sorry, I'm calm, I'm sorry, I'm calm.
But the company has to be real. I mean, they took your credit card number when you placed your order, right?
Yes, of course. Rachel, that's brilliant. I'll just call the bank and they can get in touch with the company for me. Hello, yes, this is Lee from the Story Pirates. I'm calling about a recent charge on my card and... What's that? Oh, I see. Okay, well then, thank you for informing me.
What did the bank say?
They said all my money was gone.
Oh.
They're taking everything we have.
Peter, it's my money.
And you're my friend who buys me sandwiches.
What do I do?
Oh, call the Identity Bureau. Make sure they don't steal your identity.
Ooh, great idea.
Hello, Identity Bureau, where you're our business.
Hi, yes, I'd like to file a report. This is Lee from the Story Pirates.
Lee from the Story Pirates? According to my database, no such person exists, has ever existed, or will ever be born. Ever.
What? I was definitely born. I have birthdays all the time.
Sorry, buddy. Looks like no such person exists. Goodbye.
They stole my identity!
Oh, what do we do now?
Well, I think we have to finish playing the game.
Lee, you can't be serious.
What choice do I have? I'm the only one left who hasn't played the game. I think the only way out might be through. Here goes nothing. Time to draw my card. Oh, I won.
Huh?
Yeah, check it out. See, my card says you are the winner.
Oh, thank goodness.
We survived.
And look, here's my favorite pen. It just rolled behind my desk. Silly me.
Oh, and I just got an email from my bank and from the Identity Bureau. My bank account is back to normal and my identity has been unstolen.
Hooray! And I finally finished my quiz.
Well, Peter, that's less important now because the game is over.
Aw, I never get to do any of the fun stuff.
But the important part is that it seems like everything's back to normal.
Yeah, and I'm wearing my blue shirt and it looks great. Right, everyone? I'll take that as a yes.
Lee, promise us we will never play that board game ever again.
Okay, fine. I'll pack everything up and put it in storage. It did get pretty intense there for a second. But you gotta admit, that game was kind of fun, right?
No!
Even just a little bit? Like for a second, maybe?
Not a little tiny bit.
I guess you're right. I guess I shouldn't have made everyone play a game that only I wanted to play. Next time, we'll pick something we all want to do. Well, see you later, everyone. I'm gonna just pack this game up.
All right.
See you later.
Go study for the next quiz.
Another game to throw in the vault of games I'll never play again. You know what? I'll just open up one more mysterious package just for fun. Oh, there's just a card in here. Let me see what it says. You can put me in the vault, Lee, but you'll be playing me again. I guarantee it. Ha 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 ha. Huh. I think the card is doing an evil laugh. Oh well, time for another story. Okay, listeners, this next story is about a heist, which is like a super sneaky plan to steal something very valuable. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Fiona. I'm 10 years old. I'm from Pennsylvania. This is my story, The Pancake Heist. I hope you like it.
Pancakes are done.
Oh boy.
I've got big ones, little ones, some with chocolate chips, blueberries, or bananas. They just need to cool, then we can eat them.
The pancakes need to cool? Aren't pancakes famously eaten hot?
It's my special cold pancake recipe. I'll just put them on the windowsill.
Aren't you worried something could happen to them while we're out running errands?
What could possibly happen to them? What, they get stolen by squirrels?
Oh dear, could you imagine?
Oh, never.
Little do the humans know that I, Sean the Squirrel, was on my way to get a tomato from the garden when I stopped dead in my tracks and watched the biggest jackpot of flapjacks I'd ever seen get put right under my nose. I gotta go for the score, but I can't do it alone. I need the greatest team of squirrel burglars ever assembled to pull off the job of the century. It's gonna be a pancake heist.
Pancake heist!
The best place to find a team of the smartest, craftiest, most nimble, squirreliest squirrels on the planet, the Squirrel Proof Bird Feeder. Here I go!
Wow, Sarah, those humans really thought they could keep us from eating their bird seed by buying the Squirrel Proof Bird Feeder.
What do you think, Sammy?
Let's just sit on top of it and stare at the humans while eating the bird seed so they fully understand that they just wasted a lot of money.
Or you could stop eating seed and go after the breakfast pastry score of the century.
Sean the squirrel?
The greatest squirrel burglar in the forest?
We haven't seen you since that nutty acorn job in Pittsburgh.
Well, I found a job that will make Pittsburgh look like kitten play.
Kittens are what baby squirrels are called.
I know. Now, what does every squirrel want more than anything in the world?
Pancakes.
To be really huge. I mean, pancakes? Exactly what they said. Just pancakes. Yeah.
Well, I found us some pancakes on a human's windowsill.
Sean, are you out of your little squirrely mind? You want to steal pancakes right from a human's house?
If we work together, we'll be miles away with bellies full of sweet, sweet cooked pancake batter before the humans even know they're gone. And I'll need a team, starting with you, Steve Quickclaw Squirrelowski, the best pancake grabber in the biz. You in?
I'm in. Let's go, just you and me, Sean.
Wait, Steve. This job is too big for just the two of us. We're gonna need a distraction. What about you, Sarah the Pipe Squirrelson? I need a squirrel who can sing.
It sounds crazy, but I am hungry for some PCs. I'm in.
Great. Sammy, constantly distracted Squirrelione, I'll also need you for the distraction.
What? I wasn't paying attention. I'm in!
Pancake heist!
Okay, the humans just left the house. Now is the time to go after the cakes, but when they come back, we're gonna need a distraction. Sammy and Sarah, that's where you come in. We're gonna do a soap opera.
A soap opera? We haven't pulled that off since the Big Apple job in Scranton.
I know, but we need something big and soapy.
Sammy, grab us some bubbles.
Bubbles, on it.
And Sarah, if we're doing a soap opera, that means...
I'm gonna need to warm up my vocal cords. La la la, loo la loo. Squirrely made me squirrel my little squirrels.
You sound incredible.
Oh, thanks. I went to Squirrelyard.
Oh, Patty Squirrel Pone went there.
Yeah.
Here you go, Sean. I've got Haven't Met You Yet and Crazy in Love on CD.
What?
You asked me to grab some Michael Bublé albums.
I said to get Bubbles, not Bublé's. Also, you can read?
Yeah, I went to Squirrel Mel.
Oh, that's a respectable institution.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry for getting distracted. Be right back with those Bubbles.
I hope Sammy's lack of focus doesn't come back to nibble us later on.
I'm sure it won't.
Got it. A gallon of pure bubble mix.
All right. We got Bubbles and a singer, the two key ingredients for our soap opera. Sammy and Sarah, get up in the gutter to distract the humans when they come back. Steve and I will grab those tasty golden circles. Squirrels on three. One, two, three.
Squirrels! Pancake heist!
Okay, Steve.
Let's start grabbing these griddle cakes.
Wow, they don't call you Quick Claws for nothing.
Thanks. I learned everything I know at Squirrel Yale. It's the Harvard of squirrel colleges.
Uh-oh, we've got humans. Let's hope Sammy and Sarah can pull off the soap opera.
Errands are so much fun. Now our pancakes should be ice cold and ready to eat.
Ice cold? That's what we want?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's fine. It's 1 p.m. and I haven't had any breakfast, so I need anything at this point. Let's go inside and dig in. I'll just put my hand on the doorknob.
Okay, Sammy, the humans are back, so... Sammy, you haven't poured the bubbles yet?
What? Oh, I was just looking at that bird.
Sammy, we're supposed to be doing the distraction right now.
Huh. For a moment, I thought I was distracted, but I'm not. And now with my hand on the knob, I have nothing left to do but turn it.
They're not distracted! We gotta bolt if they catch us!
Just a few more pancakes. Keep grabbing!
Well, as my father used to say, pushing is the last step to opening a door. So I will do that now. Enter the house, and then point my eyes towards those pancakes.
Sounds like a plan!
Here comes the push!
It's now or never, Sammy! Pour, pour, pour!
Oh no, it's pouring too slow! We're gonna run out of time!
Sweetheart, wait! Are those squirrels having a bubble party in our gutters?
The man I bought those gutters from said they were 100% squirrel-proof.
Well, with all those bubbles and that wonderful singing, it's a regular soap opera. Oh, can we stay out here and watch it for a bit? It's delightfully distracting.
I can't say no to you. I can wait a few more minutes.
They did it! The humans are distracted. Let's grab the rest of these cakes and cheese it.
Well, that hour just flew by.
I'm just glad I can finally get my pancakes! They're gone! My sweet, delicious, ice-cold pancakes!
Oh, look, sweetheart. Those four squirrels running along the fence. They're eating our pancakes.
The man who sold me that windowsill told me that it was 100% squirrel-proof. He swore on his fluffy tail that he... Wait a second. You know what? I'm realizing I think that man was actually a squirrel.
Well, there goes our breakfast.
If I catch those squirrels, I'm gonna laugh at how delightful they are.
Oh, you're right.
They're okay. Rascals, but adorable. I am so hungry.
Pancake heist!
The end!
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, Fiona. It's Lee from the Story Pirates.
Hi, Lee.
Fiona, I'm so excited about your story, The Pancake Heist. How did you come up with that story?
Well, one day I was just minding my own business, and then I was like, why is that squirrel carrying something tan? And then I looked up and it was like a pancake with blueberries.
You saw a squirrel actually eating a blueberry pancake?
Mm-hmm. It's quite strange.
Where did they get it?
He looked like he was coming from, our neighbor's house.
That's so funny. I wonder if the neighbors gave him the pancake or if he stole it.
I'm pretty sure he stole it. Squirrels are sneaky. They're very, very sneaky.
Did that make you laugh when you saw it in person?
Yeah, it did. It made me laugh. I was like, what in the world?
So in your story, the squirrels, they're committing a heist. Can you explain to listeners what a heist is?
A heist is kind of like where you plan to steal something. It's like you have a lot of action normally. It's like very exciting.
In your story, all the squirrels have different roles, right?
Yep. So sometimes there's a distraction, and then there's the actual people stealing the item. So that way, the distraction is trying to draw attention away from the pancakes. So they're not like, oh, let me get those pancakes from you.
And then there's like the leaders of whatever the crew is.
Mm-hmm. They're just like bossing everybody around, telling them what to do and all their different jobs.
Yeah, like the mastermind.
Mm-hmm. Mastermind of squirrels.
So, Fiona, you're a really great writer, and not just because of your ideas. You have a lot of great dialogue. There's a lot of action verbs. There's adjectives. It feels like you must write a lot of stories.
Thank you. Actually, writing is not my favorite subject because normally we're given a prompt, and I do not like prompts. I like writing whatever I want.
Do you have any tips about how to find a good idea?
Well, a tip that I have is actually just go outside because you can find a lot of funny things, even with your pets.
For you, like animals are a source of comedy and inspiration.
Yeah, they can definitely be very funny. If you've ever seen a cat video, you know what I'm talking about.
I have and I do.
Cat videos are great.
Cats and squirrels, both entertaining animals.
Yeah.
I wonder if cats and squirrels would ever work together on a heist.
One squirrel and one cat, because they can make, if the squirrel and cat are friends, even if they're not friends, they can make it like a battle, and that would be definitely very distracting.
Also, like, cats sometimes have access to inside of homes, so if a squirrel wanted to make a big score, you know, like maybe get the pancakes from the source, like the cat could help them get inside. That's another kind of character in a heist story, is the inside man. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I have. It's like the person that's on the inside helping run it. Like, so if it's in a bank, sometimes it's a banker.
Yeah, it's someone who's double-crossing, who has unique access to the target. Like, let's say someone wanted to, like, rob Peter's snack fridge. They might secretly pay me to leave the snack fridge combination on the table where they can get it.
Yeah. That's exactly what they would do.
But I would never do that.
I bet Peter is glad to hear that.
Yes, I'm innocent, Peter. You hear me? You're like my inside man. You're convincing Peter that I'm innocent when I might not be.
The inside man.
Yes. Fiona, I'm super impressed with your knowledge of heist stories. So thanks for sharing all that with me.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Bye.
Bye.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a huge thanks to today's authors, Corinne and Fiona. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write your own heist story. Tell us who's pulling off the heist, what their different jobs are, and most of all, what are they trying to steal and why? Do they succeed? Why or why not? As always, grown-ups can submit stories at storypirates.com. See you next week.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Bear, Mike Cavallon, Chad Chennai, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Jonathan Roberts, Jasmine Romero, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Bear at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord, arranged by Brendan O'Grady and Jack Mitchell, produced by Brendan O'Grady, and featuring the beatboxing of Kayla Milady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell and Eric Gerson. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Staff writers are Mike Cavallon and Mihaela Lawrence. Contributing writers are John O'Hustis, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, and Sam Rogal. This episode features performances by Eric Austin, Andrew Barbado, Marian Brock, Maydell Clarice, Langston Darby, Eric Gerson, Gabby Hornig, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Carly Mosley, Alexandra Nader, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Alika Piper, Austin Sanders, Rachel Winitsky, Nimini Ware, Marian Yasufu, and Matt Zambrano. Okay, time for a little heist action of my own. That's right. I'm going to break into Peter's secret snack fridge. I know, he keeps it locked. But guess what? He accidentally left the combination written on a napkin on the kitchen table. And he even left it right next to a note that says, "This is the combination for the lock on my secret snack fridge. Do not steal it, Lee." Well, little does he know, I don't listen to notes. Here we go. I'm at the fridge. I'll just enter the combo right here. Oh, this is so easy. I set off an alarm. A metal box just dropped down from the ceiling, completely enclosing Peter's snack fridge. Oh, clamps just popped up from out of the floor and grabbed my ankles. I'm stuck. Oh no, there's a machine that's making me put on a t-shirt that says, "I tried to steal from Peter's snack fridge." That really seems unnecessary considering everything else. Oh no, Peter, you're here. It's not what it looks like, I swear.
Well, it looks like the predator has become the prey.
No!
Oh, excuse me.